This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Tonight, the Fort Collins City Council is scheduled to consider limiting when a person can sit or lie on a public sidewalk in Old Town. It's in order to combat so-called disruptive behaviors. KUNC's Jackie Fortier is here to talk about this situation. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Erin.
So why is the City Council considering these changes?
The proposed changes are in response to a lot of complaints from Old Town businesses and the results from a 2015 resident survey. I talked to Ginny Sawyer. She's a city official, and she says 2 years ago, the Fort Collins City Council put a lot of resources towards helping the homeless community,
including overnight shelters and including downtown police presence and in creating the Outreach Fort Collins team, which the city partially funds. And that's made some impact. What we're hearing now is that there continues to be some frustration with the sitting or lying for long periods of time on the sidewalks and benches in the downtown area.
Okay, so let's break down some of the proposed changes. Now, some of these pertain just to Old Town?
Yeah, these are the ones that have gotten the most attention. So the proposed ordinance would prohibit sitting or lying on a public sidewalk or plaza between 9 a.m. and 2 a.m. It would also prohibit sitting or lying on things that aren't designed for it, like planters or flower beds. And it would also prohibit leaving personal property on city-owned property. So you couldn't leave bags of stuff on sidewalks, plaza, parking spaces, or landscaped areas. Now, it is worth noting that people who would be experiencing like a medical emergency or children in designated play areas, or if there's something big like a festival or a parade, all of those situations would be exempted.
So some of the proposed regulations or changes to the ordinance would apply citywide and not just to Old Town?
That's right, Erin. Another point that I think is interesting is city staff is working on an agreement with the Larimer County Jail to have 3 dedicated beds, and that would just be for repeat municipal code violators. Larimer County Sheriff Justin Smith has agreed in principle to the plan, and the city of Fort Collins has offered to pay for those beds to be available, though they haven't yet released how much that would cost the city.
Well, let me ask this. Is it legal to panhandle in Fort Collins?
Yes, it is. As long as the person panhandling doesn't touch people or obstruct the area like a sidewalk or threaten or engage in obscene behavior.
Okay, now you mentioned earlier Fort Collins has had a couple of public meetings and has had an online survey asking about people's experiences in Old Town. What did they say?
Over 2,200 people responded to the online survey. 44% say they sometimes experience aggressive behavior in Old Town. About 10% said they experience aggressive behavior every time they go down there. And 46% said that they never experience aggressive behavior. It's also important to note that Old Town is a big economic driver for the city, and they really don't want to get a negative reputation.
So how would this ordinance or changes to the ordinance be enforced?
Well, that's really the big question. Any new regulation would be enforced between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2 a.m. So that could mean a lot of police time devoted to just that. I spoke with Mark Silverstein, the legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado, and he says that the ordinances really wouldn't be enforced equally.
It targets homeless people for behavior that perhaps everyone engages in, but it will be selectively enforced against the homeless. I'm certainly hoping that city officials can be persuaded that this is not a good idea.
When I asked city officials about enforcement, they said that that would need to be a future conversation. Of course, having more police patrolling the downtown area would be expensive.
Now, last year, a similar measure was passed by the Colorado Springs City Council. Is that right?
Yes. It's called the Pedestrian Access Act. That ordinance makes it illegal to sit, lie down, or kneel on sidewalks in designated downtown areas in Colorado Springs.
All right. Well, we will see what happens at the Fort Collins City Council meeting tonight.
Yes, we will. I will be live tweeting, so you can follow me at Jackie Fortier if you can't make it to the meeting.
Great. Thank you. That was Jackie Fortier talking about tonight's City Council meeting in Fort Collins. It begins at 6 o'clock.